Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Gab with the Gurus radio show, where you get entertained, educated, and motivated by top experts in a variety of fields, including health, fitness, the law of attraction, relationships, and social networking. Your host, Connie Bennett, is a speaker, certified life coach, certified health counselor, journalist, and author of the book, Sugar Shock. Learn about Connie at sugarshock.com. Now, here's Connie.
Greetings. We have one very exciting show today. You get to meet none other than Tony Horton, who is the master behind the best-selling fitness program in America, P90X. Tony helps people get fit all over the world, and he has this unbelievable, inimitable style. He can help keep you motivated, which is one of the biggest challenges that people face in terms of working out. He is an encyclopedia of knowledge about fitness. He knows about post-rehabilitation training and advanced stretching and yoga and weight resistance training, except post-circuit training, et cetera, et cetera. But whether or not you work out regularly these days, Tony is going to help you. And you are going to get all kinds of really wonderful ideas as to how to either get your fitness routine going or how to keep up with it. Now, Tony's been featured, of course, all over in Men's Fitness and People and LA Self and Self and Washington Post, et cetera, et cetera. He has, his training techniques have produced amazing results for TV celebrities galore, such as Without a Trace's Poppy Montgomery. He's helped Rob Lowe, James Bond star Sean Connery, legendary film star Shirley MacLaine. So he has helped people of all ages, including music stars such as Bruce Springsteen and Usher and Tom Petty and Billy Idol. Anyhow, without further ado, Tony, thank you so, so much for joining us today. Really, really appreciate it.
Connie, how are you today, my dear? It's really great to be on your show.
So thrilled to have you. So you have a different approach to weight loss. You have this lighthearted approach, and why do you take that kind of approach, and how does it work for people?
Well, you know, when I was a wee lad, as a young boy, exercise and phys ed class and anything that had to do with anything physical was miserable. You know, because there was always this feeling like you had to perform, you had to be perfect, you had to be able to run a certain speed or do X amount of dips or push-ups or squats, and there were always kids in class and in school that were better than you. And you know, it just was a miserable, awful experience. And a vast majority of the coaches back in those days, of course, we're talking about the 60s now, and the 70s when I was young, it just was not very pleasurable. And there was no way of knowing that physical activity, excuse me, at that young age, was supposed to be something that was beyond performing well in a field or a court or through some sort of athletic activity. And so I just left a bad and awful taste in my mouth. But, you know, as I moved through young adulthood and I got off to college, I met this gentleman that was having a class at URI, where I went to school, University of Rhode Island. And it was a weightlifting class. He said, hey, you know, come take my class. It's only one credit. You know what I mean? I'll teach you a few things about exercise. And it was a completely different experience. This guy was fun. He was cool. He was smart. He was easygoing. He showed me all the various steps that it required to go from being, you know, somebody who really struggled to, at the end of the semester, being super fit. And the whole experience was positive. It wasn't miserable this time. And so, you know, I never forgot that. And, you know, I was also a performer. I was in the theater arts department. I had a communications, you know, I was in the communications department as well. So for me, you know, my whole life was about learning how to communicate through humor and learning how to communicate and using different types of rhetoric in different types of situations so that you can have some kind of influence on people, so that you can motivate them and inspire them and get them to think in a different way. And so I had this performance end of my life, and I also had this physical fitness thing that I was sort of curious about. I never had an intention to be a trainer. That was never my goal. I never wanted to you know, the position that I'm in now, the life that I have in now, was the furthest thing from my mind as a young kid. I wanted to be a combination of Brad Pitt and Jim Carrey. But that didn't, you know, turn out like I hoped. But in the end, I get to sort of use those tools, those quasi-comedic tools and my ability to kind of communicate with people to help inspire them get fit and healthy. So it ended up being sort of the perfect combination. Excuse me, but...
Well, you have an amazing style. Let's back up a little bit because our listeners fall into two categories. There are those who are, you know, converts. I mean, they work out a lot and they see the value in working out in, you know, boosting their energy, enhancing their mental clarity, you know, brightening their moods. But there are other people who are couch potatoes. And for those of you who are couch potatoes, hey, welcome. We're happy to have you.
We still love you, for sure.
We love you. So can you tell us, especially couch potatoes will appreciate this, tell us about some of your fitness challenges growing up.
Well, you know, I didn't have a significant reason why early on. You know, I think that's everything. I mean, the reason why anybody does anything is because they have a very powerful reason why. Their purpose is strong, and so they can move in some kind of direction in their life, whether it be physical or financial or emotional or relationships or with work. It really, you know, if the force behind it is powerful, then you're going to easily move through it, even though it might be, you know, require a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of effort. And I didn't have that as a kid, you know. I mean, I was on the football team only because I wanted, you know, to meet girls, you know. But I wasn't a good football player, and I wasn't treated very well by a lot of the coaches on my football team because I wasn't, you know, I barely made the team in the first place. The fact that I was on it at all, I think, was partly because they needed somebody to tackle during the week in practice during weeks, you know, during the weekly practices. So, later on, like I said, it really became there was a shift. There was an understanding that if I eat better, you know, because I was living on hot dogs and hamburgers and pepperoni pizza and Dr. Pepper and Coca-Colas, you know, because that's what I knew. You know, I mean, they sold it everywhere and it was easy to get. And it was super super cheap and it tasted awesome because it was filled with fat, sugar, and salt. You know, so and like a lot of Americans, like a lot of couch potatoes, they don't have the information, they don't have a solid reason why. And so they keep doing the things that they're doing, and they sort of rely on their pharmacist to sort of help solve some of their problems through prescription medication. And so, you know, when I would tell the average couch potato, I would say, you know, if you don't like where you are, if you're unhappy with your physique and you don't have energy and you kind of, you know, you're just – because when you're overweight, you're overwhelmed. I mean, you know, you don't even – you can be 15 pounds overweight or you can be 180 pounds overweight. But when you're overweight, you just can't physically or mentally or emotionally enjoy life the way people who are fit and healthy can. And so
I just got to stop you for 1 second because that's just like a brilliant statement. When you're overweight, you're overwhelmed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very true. I mean, you know, I meet not dozens, not hundreds, not thousands, but I've met tens of thousands. I'm aware of millions, but I've met tens of thousands of people in the course of the last 12 years, which is a lot of people, who come up to me and say, I mean, it happens to me, you know, almost every day, and depending if, especially if I'm traveling, I used to weigh X, and I did one of your programs, and now I've lost all this weight. And it's not just about the physical. It's not about the image in the mirror anymore. It's about the person within. You know, it's the I have more energy. I have more enthusiasm. I'm not afraid of doing things anymore. I have more confidence. I have more energy. I sleep better. I'm off my medications now. I mean, it's a myriad of things. It's an endless list of life improvements as a result of making a dietary choice and moving physically. Now, does it have to be P90X at an hour a day? No. I mean, I've created a program called 10-Minute Trainer, and 10-Minute Trainer is for two categories of people. The first category of folks who say, we know they have time, but they say they don't have time because their lifestyle is crazy. But you can do 10 minutes. I mean, it takes you 10 minutes to make your bed, you know. So are the 10 minutes easy? No. I mean, for the 10 minutes to be effective, these are hard workouts. You know, these are skill-based exercises that are going to require some time and some effort and some patience to get, you know, to get good at. But if you put in the time and the effort and you have patience, then you will. My hope and my goal for folks when they buy 10-Minute Trainer is to eventually turn 10 into 20 and then 20 into 30. And then have that become part of their lifestyle. And the people that begin to get this and understand this, and also make a dietary shift. You know, you're the gal who wrote the book, you know, Sugar Shock, and we all know, you know, the problems with that. but finding ways to making healthy food taste good. You know, people don't eat healthy food because it tastes like wax to most folks because they're so addicted to fat, sugar, and salt and processed food and factory food. So when you do make that shift and you have a support system and you have a reason why and your purpose is strong and you know to be consistent and you have a plan, I mean, these are all things that people don't have. You know, I mean, I'm speaking Italian to folks right now when I say all that. But once you lock it in, like, you know, you lock in the fact that you need to do certain things to pay your bills. You lock in certain behaviors so that you know to show up to work because they pay you money. You also do certain things so that when you go out in the rain, you're not soaking wet. You know, I mean, you have certain things that you automatically know how to do. But people don't know, oh, I've got to work out 5 to 6 days a week. Whoa, all right. It also helps to have some friends around, some like-minded people that want to do it with you, because that way you'll be consistent. So when you're consistent and there's a certain amount of intensity, because you don't want to keep repeating the same things over and over and over again because you're going to think, oh, I'm not supposed to be fit and healthy. It's because you didn't know to add the extra reps. You didn't know to add the extra weight. You didn't know to run the extra quarter mile. You know, you didn't know to increase your range of motion. You didn't know to add more variety to your fitness, because it's not just about Pilates. It's not just about yoga. It's not just about spinning. It's not just about bodybuilding. It's kind of an eclectic mix of all those things. And when you know that and you learn that and it becomes ingrained, then the overweight, overwhelmed people are now no longer a burden on the rest of us, you know, through the healthcare system and through everything else. So, and you know, there's so many converts out there. You've got converts right now who are listening who know. They go, yep, Tony, spot on. I used to be one of those people who was just overweight, overwhelmed, uninformed, and then I just sat down, I figured some of the stuff out. I blocked out some time to work out. And now I know what to do. Today is yoga. Tomorrow is, you know, chest and back. The next day is going to be a bicycle ride with some friends. And it's just who I am. And as a result, yeah, I don't need my pharmacist to help solve my problems anymore. I'm self-aware. I'm stronger. I have more flexibility. I feel better. I look better. The whole combination, all of it. Oh, and by the way, I'm not stuffing my face with foods that come from boxes, bottles, cans, or bags. I'm actually going to the farmer's market, and I know how to go to the grocery store and you know, and shop in the perimeter of the grocery store as opposed to everything in the middle, which is just, you know, factory food. And look, I eat factory food too. I like a good old corn chip as much as anybody else, and I like a chocolate chip cookie as much as anybody else. But they're few and far between, and the vast majority of my meals, the larger calorie meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, are always fruit and vegetables and whole grains and lean proteins and healthy fats, because I know that if I eat right, it's going to help me with the brain chemistry that I need to not only heal my body, help my body function well, but come back the next day and kick some more, you know, butt with my workouts. There's the long answer, Connie, but anyway, you see my point.
Absolutely. So let's talk about one of my favorite subjects. Sugar and processed carbs. How did you arrive at your opinion?
You know, it was slow going for me initially, because, you know, I was always talking to different people who had different opinions. And you've got folks that are flexitarian. You got people that are paleolithic. You got folks that are raw. You know, you got some. You know, you got like long distance endurance people that think carbs are magic. And the one thing that I can say, and I will say, is that, you know, there's no universal truths when it comes to diet. You know, I know a lot of people that are just meat eaters and are super fit and super strong. They're not endurance athletes. They're not usually marathoners, because you need a certain amount of carbs. But, you know, a processed carbohydrate and sugar is they're truly two of the things that create so many issues for a vast majority of people, and far too many people consume too much of both. And so, you know, I mean, when I look at a loaf of bread, I mean, I don't have a gluten issue, but when I look at a loaf of bread, it's got to have a ton of fiber, and it's got to have very few ingredients, and it should have some protein, you know. So, like, when I look at my piece of bread, I want to see seeds and nuts and grains, you know, and I want to make sure that it's not processed. I mean, I don't want to see high fructose corn syrup in there. I don't want to see hydrogenated oils in there. And, you know, I mean, I'll go through the bread aisle, and it'll take me, you know, if I'm not familiar, if I'm traveling or something, it'll take me a half an hour to find one loaf of bread that's not, you know, poison, in my opinion. And especially with sugar. I haven't had a soda pop or diet soda or Dr. Pepper or Sprite or Mountain Dew. I haven't put that stuff in my mouth in 25 years. I wouldn't, and it's poison to me. Not in a million years would I put that in my body. You know, I mean, I drink water.
Good for
tea.
You.
I drink water, tea, and carbonated water. That's basically all I drink. Even fruit juices. I mean, fruit juices are, you know, a glass of orange juice has as many grams of sugar in it as a Coca-Cola. I mean, sure, there aren't as many chemicals and everything else, but I just wouldn't drink a big old tall glass of orange juice. Wouldn't do it, you know. And even my grandmother knew better when I was a kid. When we had juice, we had them in these little tiny shot glasses, you know. And my grandmother, who was born in, you know, the turn of the century, you know, I would say, well, I want two more glasses of orange juice. No, it's too much sugar. For, you know, how did my grandmother know that, you know? So it's
wow.
Just sort of re-educating folks and helping them understand. I mean, I'm with you in that category, absolutely.
Right. What do you think are three things that make people to lose faith in their fitness routine?
I would say one of them is that they have a myopic approach about it. You know, they're relying on one particular type of exercise, and assuming that that's going to do everything. You know, they don't have enough flexibility, maybe, or they're just lifting weights only, or maybe they don't have enough cardio, or maybe they're just all cardio, or they're assuming that yoga is going to be the answer, or just spinning. I think the reason why here we are in our ninth year of P90X and it's still the number one fitness product in the world is because there's so much variety in it. You know, I mean, obviously it's because we give you a plan, we tell you what to do 6 days a week, we also tell you what to eat. But it's the variety that is truly the key, and so a lot of folks just don't have enough variety. Ultimate change comes with your physique as a result of not working on your strengths, but working on your weaknesses. I mean, you know, you look at yoga, and I can't tell you how many people see yoga for the very first time at P90X, and they say, "Do I have to really do the yoga? Can I do the Kempo? Can I do the plyo? Can I please do something else?" And I say, "No, no, no. The yoga is in there because it helps with strength and balance." And range of motion and flexibility, and oh, by the way, it adds a little flavor of, you know, called patience. Well, in the midst of, you know, you're in Warrior Two or Half Moon or something, and yeah, you're going to be in these positions that you've never been in before, and it's going to be very frustrating. But that's the whole idea. If you were able to do P90X or 10-minute trainer right out of the box, it wouldn't work. Too many people are doing exercises that they're pretty good at already, and when you're pretty good at something, it's not going to work for you. It's not going to create dramatic change over time. I think number two is people expect way too much far too soon. And, you know, dramatic physical change. It's called P90X, not P13X or P30X. It's going to create 90 days, and for some people 120, and for some maybe 240 days. I mean, great things happen over the course of time. They don't happen instantly. It's just not going to... just not going to happen right away. And I'm a kid with two left feet and a speech impediment who was a bad athlete who had no endurance. And it took me years to really get to the place that I am now. And I'm still growing and I'm still changing and I'm still working on my weaknesses as much or more so than my strengths. You know, so time and patience is another category that people just aren't even aware of. And I think another thing, too, is fuel. How are you fueling your body? Because you have to fuel your body properly to be able to see the change. You know, exercise is not an excuse to eat garbage. It just isn't. And a lot of people think it is. A perfect example is a gal came to one of my fitness camps, a woman in her 40s, 42 years old, had three kids. And she bought my Power 90 program, which is, these workouts are about a half an hour. a lot of your listeners might know Power 90, even though P90X has become the one product that has, you know, exploded. But she thought to herself, I eat pretty well. I'm going to do this Power 90. It's 90 days. I'm going to work out 6 days a week. And her goal was to lose 45 pounds. And she didn't change her diet. And so she did the program, and her flexibility was better. She went down a dress size, which wasn't half bad. She lost 12 pounds, but she didn't change her diet. She was still eating a ton of dairy, still eating a lot of processed foods, still, you know, addicted to her snacks, you know, had this Dr. Pepper, but Mountain Dew addiction. And so when I met her, you know, she looked phenomenal because she said she heard me talk about food in a chat one night. And I said, do yourself a favor if you're struggling with getting the change that you want. Cut out a vast majority of the dairy. You know, there's too much cheese, there's too much ice cream, there's too much milk, whole milk. Cut out, you know, you don't have to cut it out completely. You know, if you can, great, just give it a try. And cut out all the processed meats, you know, cut out the salami and the bologna and the pepperoni and the hot dogs and the burgers And I said, last but not least, which is, you know, you're going to love this answer, cut out the refined flours and cut out the sugar. I mean, those three categories, and inevitably you're forced to eat more fruits and vegetables and whole grains and lean proteins. So she did the program a second time. She cut out those three categories of food for the most part, not 100%, but 90%. And she lost the 45 pounds that she wanted to lose in the first place, plus the 12. She ended up losing a lot more weight than she even intended. And here, standing in front of me telling me the story, was this beautiful, fit woman with three kids who had a busy schedule, and she still managed to do it because you know, I gave her the plan, I gave her variety, and she shifted her diet. And the combination, you know, was everything.
And now with your 10-minute program, you make working out so much more manageable for a lot of people.
Well, absolutely. You know, I mean, it's funny because when we advertise 10-minute trainer, we say, well, you know, busy moms and busy executives don't have time, but now with 10-minute trainer, you can do it too. And when reality is, the category that really steps up are the people who hate exercise, who hate it, who just, they don't want to sweat, they don't want to be uncomfortable, they don't, you know, they don't want to be bad at things. And so, you know, but still inherently they know there's a little voice inside of them that says, you know, I should be exercising. I mean, I'm going to give this 10-minute trainer a whirl because a half an hour just seems daunting. It just seems a half an hour of jumping around and doing push-ups. I mean, there is a huge portion of the American population who knows exactly what I'm talking about. But the 10-minute trainer infomercial is doing as well as the P90X infomercial because we have tapped into that category of people who have said, yeah, all right, okay, I'm busy, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. No, I'm not really. I can make 10 minutes, you know, but I just hate exercise. So I'm going to put this thing in. I'm going to flail around for 10 minutes, and when it's over, here's what happens to the human mind and the human body, you know, if you put two of those 10-minute trainers back to back. You change your physique. You know, it's not noticeable. Like, you can look in the mirror at the beginning of the workout and at the end, but you inherently know that your body is changing because you've sweat and you feel a little bit sore. So your fitness improves, your health improves, the quality of your life improves because you release norepinephrine and dopamine and serotonin. And it's an amazing thing that every single human being has, and it only gets released when you exercise. You can't get it any other way, and it's called brain-derived neurotrophic factor. It's this amazing combination of proteins and molecules coming together as a result of you breathing hard. When you breathe hard, you oxygenate the blood. When you oxygenate the blood, it goes inside your hippocampus, inside your dentate gyrus, which is inside your temporal lobe, and these proteins and molecules will start vibrating. And when they start to vibrate, they find them. They find each other, and they make this connection. And it's called brain-derived neurotrophic factor. And what it does is it changes everything about who you are, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And you can try to get it through drugs and alcohol and processed foods, but, you know, the after effect is kind of a nightmare. You know, the pendulum will swing in the other direction, and you'll go through all the withdrawals and different things from, you know, over-drinking and overeating. But when you exercise for 20 minutes or more a day, you put two 10-minute trainers back-to-back, norepinephrine, dopamine, serotonin. These are all the things that are you get in antidepressant medications, and you don't need it. Because you earned it by moving your legs and your arms and your body for 10 minutes here and 10 minutes there. It is truly magic. It changes lives. It turns pessimists into optimists. It turns folks who are struggling with their life and have no energy, and it changes everything about them. And you get it because you earned it, and you didn't have to go anywhere else outside of yourself to find it. And that is a beautiful thing about exercise. That is a beautiful thing about combining exercise with healthy food. I hear thousands and thousands of stories from people who say, yeah, I look better, but I'm a different person. I'm a better dad. I'm a better wife. I'm a better parent. I'm a better employee. I have more curiosity. I'm willing to try things that used to scare me to death. I'm more fulfilled. And that's what exercise and diet is. Now, if you're a couch potato and you're listening to this diatribe of mine, you know, I mean, I would imagine that you'd be somewhat curious. I would imagine that you'd want to be fitter and healthier and feel better and look better and be less vulnerable to the illnesses and injuries that maybe your parents and grandparents are struggling with. I'll go to a military base or I'll do an event, a YPO event, and I'll look out in the audience, and there'll be maybe 50 people out there. Maybe there'll be, you know, close to 1,800 people out in the audience. And I'll say, how many people in this room have parents and or grandparents that have health issues right now? Raise your hand. And inevitably, 90% of the people in the audience raise their hands. And I'll say to you, what makes you think you're any different? Those people made you, right? They are your parents and grandparents. It's part of your DNA, and you're gonna die 5 to 20 years before your time, as a result of one of three things: environmental, genetic, or behavioral. And if you can, and all the studies have shown that a vast majority of people extend their life and the quality of their life as a result of shifting their behavior. You can change your own DNA. You can change your own genetics by changing the behavior or breaking the pattern from your parents and grandparents. I mean, look at Jack LaLanne. He outlived his father by half a century. His father died at 50 because of various, you know, behavioral issues. Jack died at 96. So, you know, he almost outlived his father by 50 years. It's the same DNA. This, his father was unhealthy and he was healthy. And so he had this amazing, incredible life. Is Jack LaLanne an anomaly? Not by any means. He's just a guy who made choices. There's two things that we control, Connie. Two. What we put in our mouth and how and whether we move or not. We can't control the weather. We can't control our family. We can't control work. We can't control traffic. We can't control anything else. The two things that we control, you either decide to lift that weight, you decide to go to that spinning class, you decide to do 10-minute trainer. Nobody tells you to do that. Only you can decide to do that. And only you're the only person that feeds you, except for maybe kids. You know, parents feed their kids. And so, you know, if kids have weight issues, there's only one person to blame, and that's their school system and their parents. You know, so, but for the rest of us adults, we control those two things. And if we make decent choices 90% of the time, we just become incredibly better human beings. And it's powerful stuff. You know, what you're doing, what I'm doing, and trying to get that point across, you know, and when, do you reach everybody? No. Unfortunately, you can't. But any chance that I can get on a radio program like yours and make, you know, make a point about this, then hopefully we can help more people. And when we do, we start to be able to see things from, you know, 64,000 feet. You look down on the earth and go, ah, this person's made a shift. That person's made a shift. This family is functioning better. This person's performing better at work. This person no longer needs to be on sleep apnea. This person doesn't need, you know, all these medications anymore. And you create sort of this global shift as a result of just making two simple choices: how you're going to eat and whether you're going to move.
Well, you are so motivating and inspiring. So what I want to do very, very briefly before we end here is give you a chance to run our listeners through one little fitness, your favorite fitness routine here. And they can get a flavor for the kinds of things that they can get on your, you know, best-selling fitness programs, P90X, et cetera. So what would you like to run us through?
And those, you know, of you that, this is great.
Go ahead.
This is fun. You know, when I travel, you know, a lot of times I'll do an event. I was at Hill Air Force Base outside of Salt Lake City the other day, and they'll say, hey, you know, why don't we do a workout? You know, we've got about 450 people, but we don't have any equipment. We don't have any dumbbells or bands. And I say, you don't need anything. Like every single listener right now, you know, they can put me on the speaker if they have a speaker option on their phone, and they can do 5 to 10 push-ups. You just get on the floor. You don't need any equipment. All you need is Sir Isaac Newton's law of gravity, the human body, and Mother Earth. You get that combination. Everybody has that, except for maybe if you're listening from the space station right now, it might be harder. But if you're on the Earth, you can drop and do 5 to 10 push-ups. You can do them on your knees. You can do them, you know, standard, whatever you want to do. And, okay, we're going to wait. All right, let's see. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, get on the floor. Let's go. 4, 5 push-ups. Wide hands, narrow. Okay, now stand up. And now for 15 seconds, I want everybody to run in place. Just run in place, knees up, arms crank, and get the heart rate going. So for 15 seconds, that would be your second move. So you've gone from an upper body movement to a pure interval/cardio kind of a move. So I'm assuming about the 15 seconds are gone. All right, so now you're huffing and puffing a little bit. Now you get on your back. And you just do a standard crunch. You can do, you know, everybody who's listening knows some kind of way to contract their abdominal muscles. You know, you bring your upper body closer to your lower body while you're on your back. And you do 10 reps, 15, you know, if you want to do a few more. So you're on your back right now. You're doing those crunches. They're ugly. They're hard. You can't reach your elbow to your thigh. It doesn't matter. You're moving. That's the only thing that matters. And so now maybe you've reached your 10 or 15th sit-up. Now you stand up. And I want you to start doing walking lunges. Walk into the next room and just go as deep as you can. Do a deep lunge. St- step your feet together, and then do another one, and then another lunge, and then step your feet together. And you can do, you know, 10 of those. So the goal here is, let's say folks are on number 6. Oh, there you go. Nice form. Number 7. Get that knee over the ankle now. Make sure to breathe. Okay, good. Number 9. And we'll do one more step together. Oh, yeah, they're very good. There's 10. So what we've just done is we've covered the entire body top to bottom. Upper body with push-ups. We hit the chest, the shoulders, the triceps, and the core if your butt's not up in the air and you're doing it right. All right, and then we stood up and got the heart, lungs, and legs going. We just ran in place as fast as possible. Do some people have to march in place because, you know, they got 100 pounds of those? Well, fine. Those folks march, others run. Who cares? Everybody did something. And then you get on the deck and you do some kind of crunch for, you know, 10 to 15 reps. And then you're done with that, you do the 10 lunges. And you repeat that sequence, I don't know, 3 times, 4, 5, how much time do you have? Do you have 10 minutes? Do you have 15? Do you have 20? Do you have to do just 10 push-ups? No, if you've got more, do them. Do you have to do just 15 seconds or 10 seconds of the running in place? Heck, do 30 or do a minute. It's all good if you have that much time. Same thing with your crunches. If you've got more than 10, well, then do 20 or 30. Doesn't matter, as long as your form is good and you're doing as many as you can. And then when you do your lunges, do you have to do lunges? No, you can do squats. You can do your feet together. You can do your feet wide apart. The beautiful thing about that sequence is you can do it anytime, anywhere, for as long as you want, as many or as few reps as possible, for as long or as short as you want on the cardio part. And do you need a gym? No. Do you need a trainer? No. Do you need, you know, special equipment? None. But the beautiful thing is it's not just cardio. Cardio is in there. It's not just resistance, but resistance is in there. It's not just core, but core is in there. It's not just a leg and butt routine, but it's in there. So you got the combination of all those things all happening back to back to back. And the reason why you do that sequence is because you can do those exercises back to back because one doesn't necessarily fatigue the other, right? Upper body goes to cardio, cardio goes to core, core goes to legs. And then by the time you're done with your legs, you're ready for your upper body again. And I do this around the world. I've done it in Japan. I've done it in Europe. I've done it in military bases all around this country and around the world. And I call it the no-excuse routine, and so anybody can do it.
That was great. That was really, really great. So what do you think, I mean, you touched on this briefly, but what do you think fitness's role is in staying youthful?
You know, we're always looking for the fountain of youth in this country. You know, you look at the folks and the celebrities and the people that are, you know, spending money on plastic surgery and sucking fat out of their bodies, and they're always looking for a source outside of themselves and paying a lot of money for it. And you don't have to pay a thing. You can save hundreds of thousands of dollars by just doing it yourself. You know what I mean? By as simply as moisturizing your skin, you know, when you get up in the morning before you go to bed. That's not hard to do. And making sure that a lot of the foods that you eat are good for your internal organs. I mean, your internal organs, the things inside of you, are the things that usually end up killing you in the end. So why not treat those things as well as you do the outside? You know, I mean, we spend so much money on creams and hair products and makeup and all this other stuff, but we forget it's the inside that has the effect on the outside. So when you're breathing hard and you're activating muscle tissue and you're exercising more often and you're eating well, I mean, it's really exercise and food that affect your overall appearance. It affects your physique, it affects your looks, but it's not necessarily about longevity as it is quality of life, but you can have both if you make a decent decision when it comes to your health and exercise. I'll put it simply. Exercise equals fitness. Food equals health. So if you eat well, we were talking before the show started, that a lot of your folks really are working on the food aspects of things. Maybe they're not as consistent with the exercise as maybe they should be, but a lot of your listeners understand the importance of eating healthy food and staying away from processed carbs and sugar. But it's a twofold equation. You know, there's a lot of people that are healthy because they eat well, but they're vulnerable in day-to-day situations because they don't exercise enough. You know, you can be super healthy and super thin and everything else because you eat well, but you bend over and pick up a box, and then your lower back is tweaked for 6 weeks because you didn't do the other half of the equation. The other half of the equation is fitness. The things that I can do physically are incredible compared to what I could do in my teens and 20s and 30s. You know, I was skiing last week in Jackson Hole in the backcountry with this gentleman by the name of Jimmy Chin. He's on the cover of Outside Magazine. He's been top of Everest a couple of times. Another gal by the name of, her last name is Dwyer. You know, she jumps off of 60-foot cliffs. And then Kit DeLaurier, who's climbed the seven summits and skied their faces. And so I skied in the backcountry with all three of them younger than I am. And then at the end of the day, I went in the gym and I did 24 sets of pull-ups and push-ups. And I'm 53 years old. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm living in the fountain of youth, and it's exciting and it's really fun.
That's very, very exciting. So can you tell our listeners where they can see you soon and what the best site is to learn more about your products and how to get them?
Well, if you want to know more about Tony Horton, go to TonyHortonsWorld.com. That's Tony Horton, then an S, and then World, TonyHortonsWorld.com. That's my website. It's a lot of fun. It's really neat. Also, come to my fan page. Come to the Tony Horton fan page. We've got close to 200,000 fans in there, and I'm in there all the whole time. I don't have anybody else monitor that thing but me. So every post you see, every comment you see, every video, every photo comes directly from me. And there's a lot of insight
cool.
there. So what's that?
That's cool. That's cool. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, who have a lot of fans have other people doing it. So that's very cool.
Oh, no. I mean, people are like, is this the real Tony Horton? Well, of course it is. It's my fan page. It's not, you know, it's not the guy I hired's fan page. So, yeah, so that's kind of fun for folks. Also, you know, if you want a Beachbody product, you go to beachbody.com. If you like P90X, go to p90x.com. Also, I would really encourage folks, if you like what I was saying today and you want to see it in print, go buy my book. Buy it on Amazon. It's called Bring It. And I got another book coming out, an e-book called Crush It. And, of course, I'm thinking of the next one will be Pulverize It, but I don't know. So that's another way. And also, if you want to see me live and you're anywhere in the tri-state area of Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, I'm going to be at the Oakdale Theater. Some of you might be hearing this interview afterward, but if you're going to hear it beforehand, that's April 14th. That's a Saturday. I'm going to do two workouts and seminars, and there's going to be autographs and photographs and cool gear, and we're going to pass all that out. And that is in Wallingford, Connecticut, on April 14th, 2012, at the Oakdale Theater. And, you know, you can go to TonyHortonsWorld.com and sign up if you like.
And if you miss that event, of course, you can catch him at other events also on the website, TonyHortonsWorld.com. Do you have one final thought to share with our listeners about any topic at all?
I would say two things are vital. What's your plan and what's your purpose? What do you want? If you don't like where you are and you want to make, you know, dramatic physical and emotional and mental shift in your life, then what is your plan? And you write it down. And it doesn't have to be a novel. You just say, here's what I want, you know. And so accountability is also another thing that comes into play. Who is in your life? Who are the people in your life, not necessarily me or Connie, but who else in your life is willing to take that journey with you? You know, is it your spouse? Is it your friend? Is it somebody at work? Just find somebody who you know is struggling, who's a friend of yours, and you want to connect with that person and say, you know what, let's take the next 3 months. Those 3 months are going to come and go anyway. So let's take the next 3 months and do 10-minute training or do P90X or sign up for a fencing class or start mountain biking or anything that gets you moving 5 to 6 days a week. Because I can tell you this, Connie, 3 to 4 days a week is catch up. And I'm not talking the stuff you put on your hamburger. I'm talking you're never going to catch up if you're only exercising periodically. You know, you brush your teeth every day, hopefully. Hopefully you get a decent night's sleep every night, and hopefully you're eating, you know, meals every day. We're so used to doing these things consistently, and exercise needs to be consistent. So what is your plan? Find a friend and find a reason why. You know, it can be looking good at a wedding, you know, whatever, X amount of times from now. But I can tell you my reason why is I know, Connie, today that if I exercise today, my fitness will improve. And I want that. My health will improve, and I want that. My quality of life will improve. I'll release the norepinephrine, the dopamine, the serotonin, the brain-derived neurotropic factor. And every day I don't do that, the clock speeds up, and I age a little quicker. And every time I make those changes, the clock slows down. So you have a choice. Do you want that clock to speed up, or you want it to slow down. And you have control by what you put in your mouth and what you do physically. And everybody gets it. It's not for the rich people. It's not for people with personal trainers. Everybody gets it. And you can do it as simply as what we were talking about before. You do a push-up. You run in place. You do some crunches. Do some lunges or squats. You do it for 10 minutes, 15, 20, or 30, and you get it. And it's and you don't have to pay a penny for it. You know, it's kind of fun.
Tony, thank you so, so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. You were just so, so inspiring. And, wow, it was just such a treat for our listeners.
So, well, it's again, all true. All of it's true. You know, like you get some folks on, they're trying to sell their thing, right? They're trying to sell their magic formula. There's no magic formula. I mean, yeah, we want you to eat well and exercise. That's it. And if you can make those choices and do it and find some cool friends to do it with and be consistent and be okay with the fact that it's not going to be perfect and just enjoy the journey and not be attached to the outcome. I have workouts, Connie, that are so lame and so awful. I mean, I feel weak as a kitten, but I, you know, it's about showing up. That's all it's about. And does it have to be perfect? No. Some days you're going to have a sweet. Ooh, it's not the end of the world. Don't beat yourself up about it. You know, you need a release valve here and there. But if you just make a shift, let's say, for example, some folks just change breakfast. You know what? No more pancakes with syrup. No more waffles with whipped cream. I'm going to have oatmeal and some egg whites in the morning. That's 7 meals right out of the box that you've created change. So, you know, start small, and then over the course of time, learn more and get better.
So I want to encourage our listeners to take Tony's challenge for the next 3 months. Dedicate yourself to becoming fit and also eating right. And as you were mentioning 3 months, I was like, oh, my goodness, March, April, May, because in June my next book comes out, Beyond Sugar Shock. So I will also prepare some goals for the next 3 months, which is what I've been doing. So thank you, Tony, for inspiring
You're welcome.
Me, too.
You're very welcome, and we'll talk then, Connie. We'll reconnect, see how the next three months went for you.
That would be great. So thank you all, and thank you, Tony, so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
And I really, really appreciate it.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So stay tuned. We have another exciting guest next week, and that was Tony Horton. You can go to his website, or you know what, his Facebook page is like the coolest. Just go to Tony Horton on Facebook, and as he mentioned, he actually will privately answer your comments. That is unique among people who have lots and lots of fans like he does. So we will see you soon. We have yet another exciting show planned for next week. Thanks again.
Thanks for listening to the Gab with the Gurus radio show with Connie Bennett. Remember, you can listen to archived shows at any time thanks to Blog Talk Radio. Just go to gabwiththegurus.com. If you like this radio show, please mark it a favorite and tell your friends. Learn about upcoming shows at gabwiththegurus.com.